It is my joy that I'm able to share God's word with you all. It's better to be young. In our American culture, many of us like to pursue the experience of a spiritual experiences. Of course, some of them, when they experience such experiences, they feel they are different from others. Yet, let us turn to the scripture, see how people change and transform when they have an encounter with God. So this afternoon, we are going to focus the attention to the passage of how Jacob encountered with God.
我们来读创世纪第32章，这个22节到31节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 32, verse 31 to 30.
You
may find a passage in the back of your bulletin.
或者说我们看我们的投影，我们可以一起来读。
Or we can focus our attention to the projector.
我们中文英文可以同时读，可以省一点时间。
Why don't we all read together in both English and Chinese to save some time?
好，我们开始来。Let
us all read out loud together.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子。 雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了，那人说天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说你不给我祝福，我就不容去。那人说你明叫什么？他说我名叫雅各。那人说你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人角力都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。雅各便给那地方起名叫庇努伊勒，意思说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过庇努伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
从这段圣经里面，我们可以看见它有三个重点。 In this passage, we realize there are three main focuses.
也就是遇见雅各遇见神的三个记号。
That is the three marks of how the encounter of Jacob with God.
头一个，这一个与神相遇是一个单独的遇见神。
First of all, this is an encounter between God and Jacob alone.
第二个，这一个相遇是雅各要得到神祝福的相遇。
Secondly, this is an encounter where Jacob received God's blessing.
第三个，雅各是在软弱中才能够遇见神。
Thirdly, Jacob encountered with God in his weakness.
我们先来看头一个，这是一个单独遇见神的一次相遇。
So let us pay attention to the very first one, which is God met Jacob alone.
在圣经的24节，那里告诉我们说，只剩下雅各一个人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。So
we realize from verse 24, Jacob was left alone, and the man wrestled with him.
那这段圣经的前面有前文，告诉我们说雅各欺骗了他的哥哥。
From the context, we realize Jacob cheated his brother in the previous story.
他哥哥发现以后非常生气，要杀他。So
his brother was so furious and intent to kill Jacob.
雅各就逃命，逃到国外去了。So
Jacob fled. He fled far away.
在国外，他在那里待了20年的时间，富足起来。
So when he fled away about for 20 years, he began to prosper.
然后现在呢，想到我要回家去看一看。
Now it comes to the time he has a desire to come back home.
他就带了一大家子人。
So he brought along a lot of his procession.
他的孩子们。
His children.
他的仆人。
His servants.
他的牲口。
His animals.
啊，那么
livestock.
啊，这一些的牲这一些的大队人马快到他家的时候，听见他哥哥来接他。
As he brought along his family and herd along on the way back, he realized that his brother is about to receive him.
他哥哥来接他见他，他不是很高兴喜乐啊，他很害怕，因为知道说哥哥前面，在他哥哥来的前面还有这个400个壮丁啊。
He did not shout for joy for his brother is about to receive him, because his brother brought along 400 strong men.
他想他哥哥可能要来杀他。
He thought that his brother intended to kill him.
所以雅各就开始动脑筋了。
And therefore Jacob started to think.
雅各总是有计划。
Jacob always has something in his mind.
决定做三件事情。
So he decided to do three things.
把他的人马牲口分成三队。
So he decided to divide the herd and his family into three companies.
第一队。
The first company.
带着牲口去见他的哥哥，然后说，这是我给你的礼物。
The first company brought along some livestock and intended to tell the people in that company to tell the brother that we are bringing gift to see you.
然后把他的家人跟牲口分成两队。
Then he decided to divide his families into two groups.
打发这两队走不同的路线。
And he asked these two groups to go in different ways.
他心里面想，如果以扫把这一队啊把他灭了，我还剩下一队，我不会全部损失。
So in his mind that if Esau decide to kill one group, at least I still spare the other group.
雅各就在这个情况之下，就到了24节。
In such circumstances, that's where Jacob was.
一个人。
He was left alone in verse 24.
远离家人。
He was away from his family members.
远离他的事业。
He was away from his career.
远离了他的财产。他的财产。
He's away from his property.
远离了他的社区。
He's away from his community.
剩下一个人。
He was left alone.
就是在这个光景中间，他跟神相遇。
In such circumstances, he met God.
我要跟弟兄姊妹分享的是，如果你要遇见神，你要像雅各一样。单独的遇见神。
What I want to share with you all is that if you truly want to meet with God, you need to be alone just like Jacob.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
如果你在教会里长大，
If you grew up in a church,
你很爱这个教会。
Maybe you love this church.
也许你在做小孩子的时候就在教会里面。
Maybe you grew up in church while you were young.
后来你搬到别的地方去了。
Then maybe you later on you move away.
你回来的时候还来到这个教会里了。
When you return home, you still come back to the same church.
可是在那个新的地方啊。
And yet, when you were in the new community,
虽然当地也有基督的教会。
Even though there were churches there,
你还是觉得说跟以前不一样，就不想去。
And yet you don't feel it's the same as before. You don't have the desire to go to church.
这个事情发生在很多青年人身上。
This thing happened to many young people.
原来他们的信仰是文化的信仰。
Because their faith is rooted in their culture.
不是个人性的。
It's not a personal relationship.
他没有个人的遇见神。
There is no personal encountering with God.
是所谓叫做文化的基督徒。
And this is such thing as we call a culture Christian.
今天我们在美国。
Today we are in the States.
美国这个国家就所谓叫基督教的国家。
We call such country, this country, as a Christian nation.
你看很多正式的场合的里面，要宣誓啊，要就职啊，一个手宣誓，一个手是摸着圣经的。
As we see many formal occasions, we see people take all oaths as they were about to take offices.
国会啊，总统啊，一些地方啊，他们要开始聚会的时候，还有人祷告呢，开始祷告。
No matter it's the beginning of a Congress meeting or the more important official meeting. They open with prayers.
啊，结束时候也祷告。
They even have closing prayers.
啊，然后结束说愿上帝祝福你们。
At the end, people announce that may God bless you all.
啊，当这些政府的官员有的人过世死去的时候呢，是在礼拜堂里面为他们举行葬礼。
And many of the high officials, when they pass away, they hold their funeral in the church.
美国有全国祷告日。
That in this nation we have a day of prayer for the country.
这些都很好。
They are all good.
啊，宗教信仰对这社会来有很重要的意义。
The religious faith play a very important role in this culture.
但是你真的问今天美国教会在美国的教会属灵的情况怎么样呢？
And yet, when you truly try to examine the spiritual condition of American churches today, what do you see?
我们所看见的并不是那么样的让我们感觉到哇神跟他们在一起跟他们同在。
When you pay a close look, you won't shout or amazed that or feel excited that God is truly with them.
这是到了一个末世的时代。
Because we are in the end time.
那是保罗写提摩太后书告诉我们说末世的光景。
And this is the condition Paul mentioned in 2 Timothy.
人是专爱自己。
That at the time, people love themselves.
贪爱钱财。
At the end time, people love money.
爱宴乐不爱神。
They love parties, and yet they turn away from God.
就连我们所谓的福音派信仰的这些教会。
Even in the churches, in the denomination, so-called evangelical denomination.
许多的这些的教会的领袖们。
Many leaders of such churches.
我们看见在过去的历史中，我来到美国快40年的时间里面，一个一个的，他们的真相打开来了，人认识他们了。
And one by one, they start to reveal their true self before all.
我刚刚来美国的时候，那时候美国的教会里面有几个 Billy 啊，这几个 Billy 都被神重用。
When I just came to the state, there are a few Billies.In the church arena, those Billies have been greatly used by God.
也有几个 Jimmy,
and there are a few Jimmy.
啊，但是这几个 Jimmy 我们知道有一个叫做 Jimmy Swagger,
and one of them is Jimmy Swagger.
他很会唱啊。
And he's a great singer.
啊，他唱诗很感动人，很有磁性啊。
And he really carry out such magnificent voice to others, and inspire many.
唱啊讲啊然后很多人也 respond 啊愿意做基督徒啊。
And he was able to sing, and he was able to preach, and convince many people to come to the Lord.
我们知道后来人家发现他有了淫乱。
And yet, later on, we realized he committed adultery.
另外一个 Jimmy 叫 Jimmy Baker.
And the other Jimmy we know is Jimmy Baker.
啊他为着教会为着基督教啊他那个盼望说你们也能够喜乐啊平安啊然后他创立一个 Virginia 在那个大概在纽约这个美国的东岸南边的地方有一个叫做 Christian Heritage, 那个基督徒的一个什么样的一个休息的地方一个乐园。
And the other person is called is Jimmy Baker. He created a paradise, a resort for Christians,In East South America,
他跟他的秘书也有了婚外情。
And yet, he also committed adultery with his secretary.
我想发觉这些人都活在文化、宗教的影子底下。
And I realized those people were living under the shadow of religious faith and culture at the same time.
活动活动，热闹热闹。
They want to promote activities.They want to bring out high elevation.
没有个人单独的跟神相遇。
And yet, they are lacking of a personal relationship with God.
一个人真的跟个人跟神接触了，他怎么敢啊？
If a person truly met God personally, how could one dare to commit such a thing?
你说那些人是假冒为善。
You may say they are just hypocrites.
啊，那不是我的重点。
That's not my point.
我的重点是他有没有单独遇见神。
What I'm saying is, did those people have a personal encounter with God?
在英国， 这个白金汉宫附近有一个教会叫 Westminster.
There is a Westminster Church next to Cunningham Palace in Britain.
那个接续这个讲道王子 Campbell Morgan 在那里接续做传道人的叫做 Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones.
And after the Prince of Preacher J.P. Morgan. Morgan was the preacher named
Martin Lloyd Jones.
Martin Lloyd Jones
叫做中马田博士。他有一个礼拜天的晚上讲道完了以后呢，有一个青年人说：“我想跟你谈一谈，可不可以
？”At night, when he just finished preaching, one young man came to him say, "Doctor, I would like to talk to you. Do you have a minute with me?"
他说：“可以啊，来我的办公室。”
He said, "Of course, you can come to my office."
然后这个中马田就认出这个青年人呢，他是从小在教会长大的。
Then the preacher realized this young man grew up in the church.
他听到的时候很用心，还写笔记。
He always paid close attention to all the sermons. He even take notes.
那么那天晚上，他就跟这个中马田博士讲。
And that night, he talked to the pastor.
他说我们的邻居啊，都知道我们的家庭啊是信教的。
That he said all my neighbor know that my family believe in Christ.
我在学校里面，人家也知道我是一个信教的一个男孩。
And in the school, people all recognize me as a Christian.
那么我在学校里面还为着我的信仰啊，来这个做见证。
I even did testimony in the school to manifest my faith.
啊，我把我听的笔记啊，好的跟同学们分享，有些同学们还真的被劝动了。
I even share my notes with my school friends, and some of them were convinced.
我喜欢我们的教会。
I love my church.
我喜欢你的讲道。
I love your preaching.
可是今天晚上我听了。
And however, after the sermon tonight,
是我一辈子十八年没有听过的。
It's a sermon I couldn't forget for all of my 18 years of my church life.
我第一次理解到基督的信仰是个人信仰。
All of a sudden, I realized the faith in Christ is a personal relationship.
今天晚上我感受到我个人跟神相遇了。
Tonight was the time I finally realized I met with God.
我如果不告诉你，我不能回家。
If I don't share this with you, I couldn't go home.
所以我们看见那个晚上，这个青年人他的信仰不再是家庭的信仰。
So we realize the faith of this young man no longer is a faith he inherited from the family.
不再是一个文化的一个信仰。
He no longer just inherited this from the culture.
是他个人的信仰。
But rather his own.
二十四节说雅各独自一个人留下来。
From verse 24, we realize Jacob was left alone.
然后有一个人来跟他摔跤。
Then there comes a man who wrestled with Jacob.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
有这个人来麻烦他了。
Who is this man who came and troubled Jacob?
有这个人来干涉他了。
Why there's an interference all of a sudden?
那么这个也许你信神。
Maybe you believe in God.
也许你相信圣经很好。
Maybe you believe and trust the Bible is good.
也许你相信有信仰很重要。
Maybe you think faith is very important to your life.
但是你的相信怎样在你的实际的生活中间产生作用，产生影响？
Yet how can you transform your faith into your real life? And to have an impact to yourself and others.
我们都承认我们所信的是唯一的。
That we all admit we believe in one and true God.
最好的信仰。
The best belief.
可是如果这个唯一的最好的信仰在我们身上，我们觉得这么宝贵，这么棒的话，那么有没有在我们的生活的周围跟我们接触的人，他们也能够感受，他们也能够尝到这个信仰的好处呢？
If we truly think this faith is so great and so amazing, does this faith play a role and start in our life and start to have an impact to the people around us?
英国女王有一个首相叫做 Lord Melbourne.
There is a prime minister under Queen England. His name is Melbourne.
Lord Melbourne. Melbourne. Melbourne.
Melbourne.
他相信呢，英国是一个基督教的国家。
He believes Great Britain is a Christian nation.
英国是一个基督教的社会。
Great Britain is a culture of Christianity.
他觉得相信说这个很重要。
He believes it's so important.
那他呢，曾经有一句这个名言。
He had a famous, very famous quote.
我看了以后呢，我很喜欢，所以呢，我就先用英文把它读一遍。然后呢，我翻出来中文啊。
I love his quote, and therefore I'm going to read his quote in English first, and then I'm going to translate into Chinese.
Things are coming to a pretty pass if religion is getting personal. 啊，我说信仰啊成为个人性的话，如果信仰成为个人性的，事情就会来到美丽的关口。那这就是这个他所说，他说这个信仰不只是民间的。
And therefore, he say faith is not just for in a common society.
不只是家庭的。
It's not just playing a role in family.
不只是文化上面。
It's not only for the culture circle.
他说这个信仰开始进入到每一个人的生活中间。
However, if faith start to play a role in people's personal life,
开始干涉你怎么生活。
Start to intervene how you live.
它要影响你怎么生活。
It start to influence how you live.
如果是这样的话，
If this is the case,
这个信仰才有意义。
The faith can finally be meaningful.
有一个姊妹来找传道人说，哎，我最近开始跟教会的一个男生啊，我开始约会。
A sister came to the preacher say, I start to date with one of the young men in church.
这个男生很这个经常来教会。
This young man always comes to church.
参加查经班。
He participate in Bible study.
可是他最近跟我说呢，可不可以跟我上床。
And yet recently he said to me, can we go to bed together?
他问传道人怎么回事情。
So then he asked the preacher,How did it happen?
传道人说，这个人还没有跟神相遇，个人的相遇。
The preacher said to the girl, this person hasn't met God personally yet.
他还没有让神进入到他的生活中。
He hasn't allowed God to enter his life.
今天在美国，我们有全国祷告日。
Today in the state, we hold National Prayer Day.
有这样的宗教的活动，有那样的宗教的表现。
We have a different religious activities here and there.
今天下午你也来到教会。
Today the same, you come to church.
唱诗听到。
We sing praise and we listen to sermon.
但是你个人的跟神相遇，你有过这样的经历吗？
And yet, do you have a personal encountering with God?
在我们 New Jersey 那里有很多的华人。
We have many Chinese in New Jersey.
所以呢，有些人来到教会呢，喜欢来教会。
So many people love to come to church.
因为一个礼拜呢，这个都讲话呢要或者是会咬到牙齿。
Because the people like to talk and sometimes they talk too much.
他们要讲英文。
Because they have trouble speaking English like throughout weekdays.
终于礼拜天到了，哇，好不容易可以讲中文了。
And finally comes to the day on Sunday they can come together and speak the dialogue they feel they are very comfortable.
他们是因为中国人在那里，所以他们来。
They come to church because that's where Chinese are.
他们不一定是个人的遇见神。
They may not have a personal encountering with God.
如果你要得到来到教会，你要得到神的祝福。
If you want to receive blessing from God, maybe you want to come to church.
你要知道说你需要单独的遇见神。
And yet, what you need is that you need to have a personal encountering with God.
第二。
Second,
你要来到教会，来到神面前，是为着得着神的祝福来的。
You want to come to church before the Lord to receive His blessing.
你要得的祝福是要个人的跟神相遇以后所得着的。
You can only receive God's blessing when you have a personal encountering.
这个故事里面告诉我们说，雅各跟以扫呢，这是两个兄弟。
From the story, we realize Esau and Jacob, they were brothers. They are brothers.
他们的爸爸叫做以撒。
And their father's name's Isaac.
这个以扫呢，平常喜欢老大以扫。
Isaac have a favorite son. Is the favorite son is Esau.
这叫雅各很伤心。
And therefore, this made Jacob very sad.
一个父母如果偏心偏爱某一个孩子。
If parents start to play favoritism to one versus the other,
会叫另外一个孩子很伤心很难过。
It will put the other child into sadness.
啊，这两个孩子长大了。
So finally, these two brothers grew up.
这个老爸爸也老了。
And the father grew old too.
这个犹太人的社会的里面呢，这个有个法律的规定啊，这个爸爸要年老离开世界以前，要给孩子们祝福。
In the Jewish practice, when the father gets old, the father is supposed to bless his children.
特别给做长子祝福。
And they pay special attention to the older son.
这个长子得到的祝福呢，他要得到父亲的产业中间的土地的两倍。
So the older son will receive the double portion versus other brothers.
而且他要在家族中间做属灵的领袖。
And he will receive inheritance, and yet he will be the leader among the tribe.
所以以撒就告诉他的大儿子以扫说：“你出去打猎，给我做个美味，然后我给你好祝福。”
And then this old father Isaac told his older son Esau, "Why don't you go out and hunt some game, and so I will be satisfied from the meat, then I can bless you."
雅各听见以后，哇，机会来了。
Jacob heard this,
因为
he said to himself, "Now is the chance."
雅各一直想要得祝福
，because Jacob want to receive the blessing.
他呢，因此呢，跟他妈妈商量，他妈妈就告诉他说呢，来来来，我给你做一个羊毛有羊毛有羊毛的羊皮的这样的一个衣服穿在你身上。
And then he discussed with his mother, see how can he take the blessing. His mother told him, Why don't I give you a sheepskin and wrap around your arm?
因为圣经告诉我们说雅各为人安静，他的皮肤光滑。
Because from the scripture we realize Jacob is a very quiet person and his skin is smooth.
但是以扫呢，喜欢出去打猎，喜欢动，他的身上呢就有很多的毛。
And Esau is the guy who like to outdoor sports and sometimes he often go out to game.And his skin was full of hair.
雅各就穿上妈妈给他做的这个有毛的这个衣服，然后走路的姿势啊，各方面就模仿像他的哥哥以扫一样，来到他的父亲面前说：“请给我祝福。”
And Jacob then wear the skin of the sheepskin around him and start to walk like his brother in disguise as his brother Esau. And he walked before his father, say, "Father, why don't you bless me?"
当然以扫几分钟以后就回来了。
And soon after Esau came back,
雅各知道哥哥回来赶紧跑。
Jacob once heard Esau's footstep, he fled.
雅各他所做的啊，这个哥哥呢发现。
And Esau realized his brother Jacob cheated off his blessing.
他的爸爸这个以撒不久也就发现了。
And Isaac later on realized he has been deceived.
雅各真的要得着他爸爸给他的祝福吗？
Did Jacob truly want to receive the blessing from his father?
双倍土地。
Truly, double portion of inheritance.
做他们家族的领袖。
To be the leader of the clan.
雅各明明知道他所做的这些欺骗的谎言马上就会被揭穿的。
Jacob realized full well that soon this lie will be known.
他没有机会得到这些财富的。
He truly had no chance to truly receive this inheritance.
那些财富是要给他哥哥以扫的。
Those inheritance were preserved for his brother, Esau.
既然雅各知道他的谎言会被揭穿，他为什么要费那么大劲啊？为什么搞那么多麻烦呢？
If Jacob knowing full well that his lie will soon be known, why he went through all of this trouble trying to cheat it off from his father?
啊，穿得像他哥哥啊，然后走路姿势像他哥哥啊，就为了得不到，那就得到父亲所给他祝福，他事实上得不到的。
He went through all the trouble, start to walk like his brother, wear the clothes like his brother, and then he will try to get something he couldn't receive at the end. Anyway,
为什么他要做这些的伪装呢？
Why he went through all the trouble to disguise himself?
因为雅各他所要的就是从他的父亲的嘴巴里面听见他父亲给他的祝福。
Because what Jacob desired deep in his heart is that he wants to hear his father bless him through his lips.
听见父亲对他说，孩子啊，我爱你，我喜悦你，胜过世界上所有的一切。
He wants to hear the voice from his father saying, Son, I love you, I want to bless you.
我喜悦你胜过所有的一切。
You are my beloved more than anything else.
雅各所以这么样的找这些的麻烦，就是为了听这句话。
The reason why Jacob went through all this trouble because he wanted to hear these words.
因为弟兄姊妹，祝福这件事情啊，一定要从别人来的。
Dear brother and sister, we must realize blessing must come from someone else.
一定别人来告诉你的。
Must come from someone else's lips.
你不能自己给自己祝福的。
You cannot bless yourself.
啊，只有别人来告诉你。
The blessing can only come from someone else.
你的优点是什么？
Only someone else can tell you what's your good point.
你的特别特别在哪里？
What's your unique character?
你的价值在哪里？
And what's your worth?
你的意义在哪里？
What's the meaning of your life?
必须有别人来告诉他。
You desire to have someone else to tell you.
因此他从小就在那里在寻找，盼望能得着有人能告诉他。
And he was Jacob struggling and searching for the worth and searching for someone else to tell him what is worthy of.
他的父亲不能够告诉他，因此他就在父亲以外去找别的，希望能够得着。
He couldn't find his worth through his father and therefore he started to search elsewhere.
C.S. Lewis 告诉我们说，这一种寻找得着这个灵性的祝福是叫人得着喜乐的。
C.S. Lewis told us such soul searching will grant us joy.
他说出这个是非常重要的。
He said this is so important.
他说也许你有一个好的父亲。
He said maybe you have a good father.
也许你有一个好的婚姻。
Maybe you have a good marriage.
但是你还找不着祝福。
And yet you still couldn't find your blessing.
如果你得不着从父母给你的这样的祝福，
If you couldn't receive blessing from your parents,
你就试着从婚姻从爱情去寻找。
Then you will try to find blessing within your marriage, within your work.
婚姻爱情如果你得不着，
If you couldn't find from your love relationship, from your marriage,
你就会从一些浪漫的这些经历里面去寻找。
Then you will start to search your worth through all the romance.
如果你还得不着，
If you still couldn't find it,
你就努力工作。
Then you will strive your best work.
你从同事的嘴巴里面说，哇，你真的很棒，你做得很好。
You want to find your worth from your coworkers to praise you how good you are.
C.S. Lewis 说，你就是有了好的工作。
And C.S. Lewis told us, even you work well,
有好的配偶。
And even though you have a good spouse,
好的父母，
even you have a good pair of parents,
祝福还是没有来到，
you may still lack blessing.
你没有真正的来到，
the true blessing hasn't come.
没有真正的让你这个人的心呢觉得贴心，
you truly hasn't find the true satisfaction in your soul.
他说大多数人，如果你好好看看你自己的内心，你就会知道。
Majority, when we do our own reflection, we will realize.
我们要什么呢？
We will ask ourselves, what are we looking for?
我们真正要什么？
What are we looking for?
我们真正要的是这个世界不能够给我们的。
What we are looking for is something this world couldn't give to us.
因为这个世界所 offer 给我们的东西都抓不住的，都守不住的。
Because the world that offers, the thing the world offers to us, we couldn't capture.We couldn't hold on to it.
那我们在座的大部分人都是移民过来到美国来的。
Most of us were immigrants.
啊，当我们来美国以前呢，我们真是想啊，如果我到美国，我就快乐了。
Before we come to stay, we have an American dream. We say we will receive our happiness in this land.
啊，来到美国，那个没有去过的地方，哇，那里一定很美啊。
we finally can enjoy the beautiful scenery that we haven't seen in our life.
我来到美国那一年，是美国全国上下正为着 Watergate 头痛啊。
The year when I came to the state was the year that the entire country was suffering and was in deep trouble with the scandal of Watergate.
因为尼克松总统他自己跟幕僚讲话的里面的录音里面18分钟是空白的。
Because there were blank in the conversation between President Nixon and his fellow workers.There were 18 minutes left out blank.
因为美国总统尼克森为了重新竞选的缘故，他的这个共和党里面这些想办法去到民主党他们的这个办公室，民主党那个办偷出一些资料来。那么这个计划后来政府在查，尼克森总统知不知道？
So during the since Nixon was going for his re-election.He come up with a plot with his fellow Republican and tried to steal some information from Democrats. And later on, when it was found out, and they start to investigate and ask the president, did you know about this?
那么这个特别检察官最后查出来，这个总统跟他幕僚讲话的录音带，每句话在白宫里面都有录音的，结果18分钟被洗掉了。
So the investigator and prosecutor start to investigate and try to find out all the taped conversation in White House. And what they have found is they were 18 minutes of blank in the tape.
在中文呢
That's been erased.
在中文的里面讲美国啊，这个美国是美丽的国家，美啊，美啊。
In Chinese, we say America is a nation of beauty.
我来到美国，听见了 Watergate 事件的时候，我说：“哎呀，天下乌鸦一般黑呀。”
When I came to stay, once I heard the news, I say to myself, "There's no difference compared to other countries."
黑暗腐败在世界各地都是如此。
The corruption and darkness were everywhere in the world.
你喜欢爱情？
Maybe you say you praise love.
刚刚结婚的时候很美啊。
It's such a beautiful thing when two people marry together.
你觉得说如果我结了婚了就一切就都好了。
And you say to yourself, once I get married, everything will go fine.
你看雅各就是如此。
And this is what Jacob thought.
得不着父亲给他的祝福。
If he couldn't receive love,And blessing from his father.
他就出国去找。
So then he traveled to far away.
找到拉结。
He searched and found Rachel.
他说如果我有了拉结，我的生命就 OK 了。
And he said to himself, once I have Rachel, my life will be complete.
可是我们后来发现他跟拉结结婚了。
And later on we realized, soon after they married,
他爱拉结，圣经上说胜过爱其他的人。
And in the scriptures say, he loved Rachel more than others.
因为他所做的跟他的爸爸所做的是一样的。
And it become a reflection just like what his father has done.
人的爱是狭小的，是会有偏心的。
Because love from human being is always narrow-minded, is always playing favoritism.
我们知道今天以色列人跟阿拉伯人中间的这种长期的冲突就是从这里来的。
We know there's a great conflict between Israelite and Palestine in the Middle East has been cultivated throughout ages, just like this.
我们看见雅各在那里摔跤。
What we see here is Jacob start to wrestle.
他一辈子为了得着祝福在那里摔跤。
He wrestled throughout his life in order to receive blessing.
跟他的哥哥摔跤。
He wrestled with his brother.
跟他的爸爸摔跤。
He wrestled with his father.
跟他的岳父、跟他的舅舅拉班摔跤。
He wrestled with his father-in-law, his uncle Laban.
他渴望得着拉结。
He desired and longed for Rachel.
他以为有了他。我的生命就 OK 了，我的生命就满足了。
He felt his life could be complete once he got get Rachel.
但是我们发觉雅各现在回家的路上只剩下一个人。
And yet, what we see is that Jacob was left alone on his way back home.
有一个人出来跟他摔跤。
And now a man came out to wrestle with him.
啊，这个25节告诉我们说，那个人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。
And the man saw that he couldn't overpower Jacob. He touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched.
这个人是谁啊？
Who is this man?
这个人跟雅各摔跤胜不过他。
And this man couldn't overpower Jacob in their wrestling match.
真的胜不过吗？
Is it indeed? He couldn't overpower Jacob?
我们往下看，我们就再看看26节怎么告诉我们。
Then if we continue to read on, verse 26.
那人说天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Then the man said, let me go, for this is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
雅各知道说这个人能够给他祝福。
Jacob realized this person can truly give him blessing.
这个给人祝福的一定比这个接受祝福大，对不对？
If someone can give blessing to another, this person must be higher or greater than the other.
怎么这个人跟雅各摔跤，看着自己胜不过他呢？
And how could this man couldn't overpower Jacob?
我们再往下看，这个
If we continue on,
到30节我们就明白。
In verse 30, then we will understand the story.
雅各便给那个地方起名叫毕努伊勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。
So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared.
原来这里告诉我们说那个人就是神。
From the story, it tells us that the man is God.
神跟人摔跤，神怎么会胜不过呢？
If God wrestled with man, how come God couldn't overpower man?
神在跟雅各摔跤的时候没有用多少力气啊。
When God wrestled with Jacob, he didn't use much effort.
这里说他摸了雅各的大腿一把。
And this, from the scripture, we realize this man just touched the socket of Jacob's hip.
他不是在这里把雅各的腿扭一下，没有用力气啊。
He's not using his force and try to twist Jacob's hip.
他只是叮摸一下。
He just used his finger touch the socket.
雅各的腿就扭了。
And all of a sudden, Jacob started to limp.
原来这一位神跟雅各摔跤的时候，他没有用他的权力啊。
Then we realize when God was wrestling with Jacob, he didn't use any effort.
他没有用他巨大的力量。
He didn't use his mighty power.
他留了点劲儿。
He reserved his strength.
雅各也知道说，跟我摔跤的这一位，他如果我跟他见了面的话，在这里天快亮了。
As we know, when Jacob was wrestling with God,
那么那个人就
跟他 day is about break.
你让我走啊！雅各说我不让你走，你不给我祝福，不让你走。
When it's about daybreak, the man say, "Please let me go." And Jacob say, "I won't let you go unless you bless me."
这个人告诉他的话是真的。
This man told Jacob is true.
你让我走。
Please let me go.
如果天亮了你看见我的话，你就没命了。
Because when the breaking of the dawn, once you see me to face, you will die.
雅各跟他见面的时候是天黑的时候，他看不见这个人。
Because when they were wrestling, they were still in the darkness, Jacob couldn't see the man face to face.Clearly,
天亮了，雅各看清楚了以后，哇，这个神的脸孔啊，是那么样的荣耀，是那么样的发出他这个巨大的像火一样的那个荣耀。
And yet, when the time during the breaking of the day, Jacob is about to see the glory like a fire from this man's face.
就像后来摩西要求耶和华神说，让我看一看你的脸，神说你不可以看，你看见我你就不能活了。
Exactly like how Moses demanded God say, may I see your face? And God say, no, you can't. If you see my face, you will die.
雅各在这里做什么？
What is Jacob doing here?
雅各知道天亮了，看见神的面，他就没命了。
Jacob realized if he see God face to face after daybreak, he will lose his life.
正常的人知道这件事情的话，那个时候这个人说，你不要抓住我啊！我黎明了，让我走。雅各说，我不行。雅各在那里做什么？
If a normal person during such time will let a person go, and yet at this time, Jacob won't let this person go, even the person say, please let me go. What is he doing?
雅各如果是正常人，他可以告诉那个人说，是啊，你讲的对啊，我这么年轻啊，我这个性命一生一辈子还有很长可以活，我不能够见到你，我就死去了。
If Jacob has any sensible mind, he will say to myself, I'm still young, I still want to preserve my life. If I still see your face later on, I will lose my life. Surely I will let you go.
你看见雅各心里面要得到祝福的那个心的那个迫切。
Now we see the urgency and the deep desire of Jacob of longing for blessing from others.
当他抓住神不放的时候，
When he cling on the Lord and won't let God go,
他告诉神一件事，
He's telling God,
我过去要我父亲给我的祝福。
In the past, I long for blessing from my father.
我盼望得到我妻子给我的祝福。
I long for blessing from my wife.
我盼望得到我的岳父给我的祝福。
I long for blessing from my father-in-law.
现在我突然的心里面明白了。
And now I come to a realization.
我过去是一个愚昧的人。
In the past, I was a fool.
我寻找的是从我父亲身上得祝福。
What I was searching for is something from my father.
啊，从我美丽的妻子身上得到祝福。
From my beautiful wife.
我一直用神成为我达到目的的一个手段。
I'm using God as a mean to receive what I want to gain.
我一直利用神作为得着我所要东西的一个杠杆。
I was merely using God as a leverage to receive what I desire.
得着我的金钱。
I want to receive property.
得着我的繁荣。
I want to receive prosperity for the family.
我现在明白了。
Now I come to a realization.
我错了。
I was wrong.
我错了。
I was wrong.
神自己是我生命祝福的源头。
It is God Himself is the source of my life.
我今天活着所要的是得着神。
What I'm longing for my life right now is to receive God.
我要得到他对我的称许。
I want to receive the praise from the Lord.
我要得到他所给我的祝福。
I want to receive the blessing from the Lord.
所以雅各说，
And therefore Jacob said,
我不让你走。
I won't let you go.
就是死我也不在乎。
Even to death.
我不在乎太阳升起来了。
I don't care about daybreak.
现在他所要的是神的自己。
And now what he desires is God himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你相信神是一回事。
And dear brother and sister, believing in God is one thing.
在生活中你跟神有一个真实活的相遇是另外一回事。
When you have a true relationship encountering with God is another.
如果你真的得着神给你的祝福，你的生命生活就会改变。
If you truly receive a blessing from the Lord, your life will be transformed.
你知道我们的痛苦是什么吗？
Do you know what's our pain?
我们为什么常常会不高兴，会有痛苦呢？
And oftentimes we feel sad, we worry.
啊，我们觉得说啊，这个学校我上不去。
And we worry that we couldn't go to certain school.
啊，这个工作，我怎么不能有那个工作？
And how come I couldn't earn that job?
啊，我这为什么我到现在还是个单身？
And how come I'm still single?
啊，为什么神不给我这个祝福，不给我那个祝福？
And how come God doesn't give me this blessing versus the other blessings?
如果你得着了雅各在神面前得到的祝福，
And yet if you receive the blessing.What Jacob has received before the Lord,
你就对这些事情不再担心。
And then you will look away and you will worry no more about the things on this earth.
因为毕竟的，英文讲 after all, 毕竟的，我们一辈子不是我们自己要做什么就一定能成功什么，就要得到什么的。
Because after all, we cannot receive what we desire on this earth.In this life,
万有都在神手中。
The universe, the whole creation are in the hands of our God.
新约的雅各书告诉我们说，嘿，不要以为说我们说明天我要去出去做买卖。
In the New Testament, Apostle James told us, don't say that we are going to plan to do something tomorrow.
他说，我应当说，主，如果你许可，我才可以做这个，我做那个。
And they say, we can only say, Lord, if it is your will, I may plan this and do that.
我们人多渺小。
We are so insignificant.
多短暂啊。
We must realize our littleness and the short span of our life.
从永远到永远，他是神。
From eternity to eternity, He is God.
他有他的旨意，有他的计划。
He has His sovereignty, He has His plan.
当你得到他作为你的祝福，
When you receive Him as your blessing,
你不会担心你的祷告有没有得到答案。
You will not worry no more about your prayer whether it will come true or not.
因为没有一件事比他更重要。
Because nothing else is higher than himself.
我想我们今天上了年纪一点的弟兄姊妹，信主多年的，我们都明白这个道理。
To those of us who were aged, we have some years in the Lord, we understand this truth very well.
我们人生命中最重要的是认识神。
The most important thing in our life is knowing God.
是爱他。
Is to love him.
是喜悦他。
Is to love him.
是服侍他。
Is to serve him.
因为在地上没有一件事情比这个更重要的。
Because there's nothing else in the world is more important than this.
弟兄姊妹，你跟神相遇了吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, have you met God?
你跟神单独的相遇了吗？
Have you met God personally?
你从神得着祝福吗？
Have you received his blessing?
第三，
Certainly,
我们看见雅各在软弱中遇见神。
That we see Jacob met God in his weakness.
我们知道这是一场摔跤的比赛，对吧？
We know this is a wrestling match.
这个摔跤的比赛谁会赢呢？
And who are the winner? Who is the winner from this wrestling match?
你说这个人跟雅各摔跤，谁赢了？
And you may say,Let us see who is the winner out of this match.
我们先看雅各。
Let us focus on Jacob first.
雅各是因为软弱他赢的。
The reason why Jacob won the match because he was weak.
你知道说我们各种的运动啊，都是我们身上的某一部分肌肉啊，在那里动。
As we know,It's all because of certain muscle in our body in order for us to do sports.
而摔跤呢，是要你全身的每一个肌肉，每一个部分都要动。
And yet, during a wrestling match, that every single muscle in your body must move and put into endeavor.
而且呢，你这个骨头呢，要压在对方的骨头上。
And yet, you need to use a bone to crush.Or press on the other.
你的肌肉要压在对方的肌肉上。
Your muscle must press on other people's muscle.
所以三分钟摔跤啊，很累的。
So if you wrestle just for 3 minutes, it's very tiresome.
是很痛苦的。
It is exhausting and painful.
雅各整个晚上跟那个人摔跤。
And yet Jacob wrestled with the man all night long.
那不是更痛苦吗？
Wasn't that painful even was so painful?
为什么要这样呢？
Why?
为什么神不在一开始那个晚上一开始就把答案告诉雅各说，我告诉你，老实告诉你啊，你所需要的是我。
Why didn't God just say to Jacob at the very beginning of the wrestling match saying, what you desire is me?
不是拉杰。
It's not Rachel.
不是拉班。
It's not Laban.
是我。
It's me.
我是你所寻找的。
I am the one who you are searching for.
如果神早就把答案告诉雅各，那不是省去很多麻烦吗？
If God just told him the answer right in the beginning, wasn't that make things easy?
但是神没有。
And yet God didn't do that.
没有这样做。
God didn't do that.
我的理解是神要雅各通过跟那个人的摔跤。
What I understand is that God want Jacob to experience the wrestling.
通过失望。
through the disappointment,
通过沮丧
through the frustration,
通过痛苦
through the depression and pain,
除此之外没有别的方法可以来学的。
There's no other way.
神所给我们的祝福
What the blessing God intended to give to us,
你不能从人得来的。
You cannot get it from human.
你不是从听讲道得来的。
You cannot receive it from the pulpit.
你不是看书本得来的。
You cannot receive it from books.
唯一的方法
The only way
是经过麻烦，经过痛苦，经过摔跤。
It's only going through trouble, affliction, stress, wrestling.
经过扭伤学习的。
Through twisting, wrench.
雅各承认说我不放你走除非你给我祝福
And Jacob said I won't let you go unless you bless me
你知道雅各在那里说什么
Do you know what Jacob was saying
我的一辈子都错了
I was wrong throughout my life
我每一件事情都错了
I was wrong on every decisions I made
他承认错
He admit he was wrong
承认他的软弱
He recognized his weakness
他悔改
He repent
所以他赢了
And therefore he won.
结果他赢了
He prevailed.
通过这个软弱
Through his weakness
他赢了
He declared victory.
你看见这个吊诡吗
Do you see the paradox here?
啊，他得胜是因为他软弱
The reason why he prevailed is because his weakness.
然后神就给他祝福
Then God bless him.
圣经上讲神就给他祝福
It was said in the scripture. God blessing.
但圣经没有告诉我们神给雅各什么祝福。
In the scripture, it did not describe what blessing, God gave to Jacob.
但是我们知道是这个祝福一定是口头是说出来的。
But what we know, this blessing must be expressed through lips.
一定跟雅各一辈子的追求所寻求的是有关系的关联的
must have something to do with the long pursuing of Jacob's life
神会告诉雅各说
what God will tell Jacob
我爱你
I love you
我喜悦你胜过世界上任何的事物
I love you more than anything else in the world
你知道那是我们的盼望
do you knowThat is our hope.
我们盼望从我们的父母
What we desire from our parents.
从我们的配偶
From our spouse.
啊，也许从你的 fans 得来的
Maybe from your fans.
啊，不是吗
Isn't it?
我们每个人都是如此，心里面有个渴望
That we all have such desire.
我们要知道我们是谁
We must know who we are.
我们要知道我们有价值
We mustKnow the worth of our as a person.
我们要知道我们有意义。
We must know the meaning of our life.
神说了。
And God said,
我爱你。
I love you.
那就是你的价值。
That is your worth.
这位创造宇宙万有的神对你说，我爱你。
The creator of this universe proclaimed and said to you, I love you.You
啊，我喜悦你胜过所有世界上的一切的人事物。
I love you more than anything else in the world.
这是雅各一辈子要听的、要得到的祝福。
And this is the blessing that Jacob was longing for all of his life.
为了听见这一个祝福，他的脚跛了。
Because what he wanted to hear throughout his life, as the result, he limped.
他得着祝福却跛了脚
He received the blessing and yet his foot, his leg started to limp
啊，他残障了却能够跳跃
Though he is a handicapped right now and yet he is able to leap
这个中马田博士啊，在讲这段圣经的里面他说稀奇的是 你看见吗这就是基督徒这是基督徒一生的图画就在雅各身上、
Dr. John
Martin Lloyd-Jones
Martin Lloyd-Jones He said This is the Don't we see the paradox here that this is what Christians are longing for all of our life、
啊、这就是那个图画基督徒一辈子的完全的这个图画
This is the picture of a Christian life.
他说你有了神确定接受你的保证。
When you have the Lord as your assurance of the life, of your life.
他祝福你的保证。
This become your assurance of blessing from him.
就在你的身上。
And now it is on you.
造成永远的软弱。
It become a permanent mark of weakness on your body.
什么是软弱？
What is frailty or weakness?
软弱就是承认你就是软弱的。
Weakness means you admit and you recognize I'm weak.
你不需要再为着你的面子啊啊去擦这个粉擦那个粉去遮盖自己。
You no longer need to put makeup on your face and try to put the disguise to cover your shame, your weakness.
我们常常中国人就喜欢讲面子，为了面子，哎呀，我要告诉人这个那个。
Chinese love to save face, and we like to brag about something else.
你不再需要为自己辩护。
You no longer need to.Argue and try to cover up yourself.
你能够对弟兄姊妹承认说我是个软弱的人。
If you are able to admit you are weak before others,
我是个失败的人。
I'm a person of failure.
我是一个会犯错误的人。
I'm a person who is able to who makes mistakes.
你得着神的祝福以后，你就很容易认错，很容易的就谦卑，你不会那么样的为自己要装出一副很属灵的样子。
When you receive the blessing from the Lord, you no longer want to put on disguise. You are able to admit you are wrong.
你足够强壮来承认你是软弱的。
You are humble enough to be strong to admit you are weak.
你快乐承认你是软弱的。
You are happy to admit I'm weak.
你有一个永远的喜乐，因为你是软弱的。
Because there is an eternal joy in you that enable you to admit I'm weak.
你可以跳舞，可是你是学跛脚的。
You are able to dance, and yet dancing with limping.
你跛脚却是跳舞的。
Yet though you limp, and yet you are able to dance.
基督徒不是圣人，对不对？
None of us, none of the Christians are saints.
对不对？
Is it true?
对对，是，你们还醒着吗？
Are you
对不对？
Still awake? Is it true?
哪一个基督徒信主以后没有犯过罪？举手。
Any Christian here hasn't committed a sin? May you raise your hand.
我们都会犯罪。
All of us sin.
信主以后还犯罪。
Even after we accept the Lord.
可是神还是爱我。
And yet, God's love will never change.
神对我们说，我爱你，是包括你得胜的时候，也包括你在软弱、你犯罪的时候。
God says He loves us no matter in our triumph or in our failure.
你有胆量，因为你谦卑。
You have confidence because you are humble.
你通过失败，你就赢了。
Through failure, you declare victory.
通过软弱，你得胜。
Through weakness, you declare triumph.
这是基督徒的一生的图画。
This is the picture of the life of Christians.
好轻松啊！
Such a light burden.
啊，我们不需要背那个很多很多的担子啊，重担呢。
Such an easy yoke. We no longer were under the stress with heavy yoke.
啊，我要人告诉人知道说我是好基督徒。
We no longer need to show to others say, "Hey, I'm a good Christian."
照我们的本相，我们来到神的面前。
Just come as I am before the Lord.
你知道这个摔跤的比赛啊，在比赛以前很重要，有一个手续，你知道是什么吗
？Do you know there is an important process and procedure before the wrestling match? Do you know what that is?
就是这两个选手啊，一定要先过磅。
That's two wrestlers. They must weigh themselves first before the match.
啊，他们要看看说，哎。他多重，然后看看我多重。
They must put on the scale and see how heavy you are and how heavy I am.
这两个人一定要相同的重量才可以同级来比赛。
They must have a compatible weight in order to have a match in the same class.
如果你的对手比你重的话，那你一定被他压垮了。
If your match is heavier than you, of course you will be crushed by your opponent.
那个人就是神跟雅各比赛摔跤，神多重啊！
Can you imagine when God wrestled with Jacob? Can you imagine how heavy God was?
什么是神的重量啊？
And what consider the weight of God?
无所不能的神。
That's a God who has infinite power.
创造宇宙万有的神。
He created the universe.
他多有重量啊！
Can you imagine how heavy he is?
雅各应当被压垮的。
Jacob should be crushed like a feather.
但是第二十五节说，那人见自己胜不过他。
And yet, what we see from the scripture, the man claimed that he could overpower Jacob.
神的重量怎么压不垮雅各呢？
And how come the way of God couldn't overpower Jacob?
因为神自愿保。
Because God reserved his weight.
他克制了他无比的能力。
He humbled himself.
他按捺住他的力气。
He preserved and retained his strength.
他自愿进到软弱里面，好叫雅各来赢。
He put himself and restrained himself into weakness in order to let Jacob declare victory.
我们刚才说到雅各因为软弱，所以他赢。
What we just talked about, that Jake, because of the weakness of Jacob, prevailed.
我们这里看见神。
And now we see God.
因为软弱，最后神也得胜，也赢了。
That we see how God humbled himself, then he overpowered Jacob.
乃是在几个世纪以后，几千年以后，在哥哥他的山上。
That his victory were declared.In Mount Golgotha.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节告诉我们说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。五十三章第五节。
From Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5 was declared, Surely he took upon our infirmities.And carry our sorrows, and yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
第五节 verse 5.
But he was pierced for our transgression, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
这英文圣经翻译出来，中文没有翻译出来。
This was translated.And manifest from the English translation.
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. 这个刑罚所有的那个重量在耶稣基督身上。
The weight of punishment was upon Jesus Christ.
约拿不顺服神呢，结果约拿就到了大鱼的肚子里面，对不对？
Jonah rebelled against God's will. Then he ended up in the stomach of a big fish.
这个大鱼在海底行走的时候，
As this big fish traveled in the sea,
那么约拿就感觉到说，这个重量的这个海的波浪压过他。
And Jonah started to experience the weight of the sea.Were overpowering him.
那是在约拿书里面，你看见约拿说：“我在鱼肚子里面，我的经历就是如此。”
And this is the experience Jonah expressed in the book of Jonah.
主耶稣基督在十字架上面，他所经历的那个罪的刑罚，所有的重量压在他身上，是远大过约拿在鱼肚子里面所经过的那个经历的那个海浪的那个重量。
And yet it is incomparable.Compared to the weight of the punishment that Jesus Christ took upon the cross, compared to the weight of what Jonah has experienced.
我们的主为着我们得到救恩，他软弱。
Because what our Lord desired us to receive salvation, he humbled himself.
为着我们得到神的祝福，他自己。舍去自己失去。
In order for us to receive blessing, he rather gave up himself.
他能够借着他的舍去，今天我们能成为神所爱的儿女。
Because what he has given up, we are able to be God's children.
神的软弱。
The weakness of the Lord.
成功了神永远的旨意。
Accomplish the eternal will of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天下午如果你明白这一点，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你
if we understand this,
如果你一辈子是平顺的，
if your life was smooth sailing,
你跳舞，
if you dance,
你却是跛脚的，
and yet you are actually limping,
因为你知道是靠着神的恩典。
Because when you are dancing, you are depending on the grace of God.
啊，他保守你走正路。
Because God were able to preserve you to walk on the path of righteousness.
如果你一生经历不顺，
if you encounter many afflictions in your life,
你跛着脚，
maybe you limp,
你却能跳舞，
and yet you are able to dance.
因为你知道这一切很快的就要过去。
Because you know everything will pass away soon.
他要与你永永远远同在。
That he will be with you in eternity.
在你前面所有的是无限的喜乐。
What lies ahead, in front of you is the infinite joy.
让我们来告诉神说，除你以外，我没有别的寻求。
Let us say to our Lord, besides you, we have no other aim.
我们要得着你的祝福。
We have no other desire but your blessing alone.
我们接受主为我们所完成的。
We want to take upon the mission you have given to us.
然后
Then,
我们能够有把握的，能够喜乐的度完今生，然后永世里面跟神永永远远同。
Then we are able to live through this life with confidence and joy.
我们低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们在你的面前向你低头敬拜。
Dear Lord, we bow our heads before you and we praise you.
因为你创造我们每一位。
Because you created us.
你给我们生命。
You have given us life.
你也给我们生命中间的饥渴。
You give us desire for life.
我们在那里饥渴，要知道我们是谁。
And Lord, we hunger to find out who we are.
要知道我们在生命中有什么意义。
We want to find out our identity and the meaning of life.
要知道我们在生命中什么是能存到永远。
And we want to know what we can carry through eternity.
我们也要在生命中要知道什么能够叫我们得到真实的满足。
And Lord, we are seeking for something that can truly satisfy us.
我们谢谢你把雅各的一生成为我们基督徒一生的写照。
And Lord, we thank you for presenting Jacob's life before us.
因为雅各没有什么可以夸的。
Because he cannot claim and nothing to be proud of.
雅各的一生他是这么样的自私，这么样的用他的诡计要得着他自己所要的。
He was such a selfish person. He's seeking things for his own.
但是你与他摔跤的时候，你让他赢。
And yet you let him prevail during the match.
因为他认识到他是软弱的。
Because he recognized he was weak.
主啊，也愿你自己祝福我们每一位。
And Lord, may you bless us every single one of us.
能够早早饱尝主的慈爱。
So that we can find your love early on.
因为我们知道，是一生中间最重要、最宝贵的事，是我们跟你相遇。
Because we understand the most important thing which you seek for is to have an encountering with you.
是我们能得着你。
So that we can.Get hold of you.
像保罗说的，我得着生命中的至宝。
Just like what Paul said, he has received what's the precious thing in this world.
也让你能够得着我们。
May you get hold of us as well.
叫我们真是因着有了你，我们有无限的喜乐。
So that we can enjoy this infinite joy because of you.
啊，我们不再担心这个，担心那个。
We no longer have worries.
我们不再惧怕。
We no longer have fear.
因为知道说我们在你的手中。
Because we know we are in your hand.
也知道说我们今天活在地上是为你做见证。
And we understand the reason why we live on this earth is to testify your love.
赞美你。
To praise you.
感谢你。
to give you thanks.
把这样的祝福赐给每一个弟兄姊妹。
May you give such a blessing to every single one of us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.